ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
There was a lot more hiring across America last month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but the unemployment rate did not change. Fox's Jenny Cosola details the just-released report live.
In fact, Dave, the job market was stronger than expected in March, and this report calms concerns that the U.S. economy could have been slipping. The unemployment rate held at 3.8%, the lowest level in almost 50 years. There were 196,000 new jobs created, more than forecast. One weak spot, you're not making much more money. Wage growth increased 3.2%. over the year ending in March. Dave?
And Jenny, President Trump will leave for California later this hour, and he's now threatening tariffs on Mexico if it doesn't do more to stop illegal immigrants and drugs, Secretary of State Pompeo told Fox.
They have some limited capacity challenges, too. Controlling one's border is hard. We know that. But the first step is recognition that you have a problem.
The president, while in Calexico, will get a look at 30-foot high fencing recently constructed, though he's facing legal challenges.
The ACLU, one of those groups here, just filed a motion asking a judge to stop the construction of the wall under Trump's national emergency declaration. They say it is unconstitutional.
That's Fox's Aisha Hazmi. Michael Cohen has a new plan to avoid going to prison for lying to Congress and other crimes. He already got a medical delay, pushing it back from March to May. The ex-Trump lawyer is now telling House Democrats he found a ton of new documents, including tapes, that could help their Trump investigations. So Cohen wants more time to go through all that information. Brian Reaney's in jail in Ohio, held for the FBI. He's the 23-year-old ex-con who caused a stir, claiming he just escaped kidnappers, ran across a bridge in Kentucky, and he's Timothy Pitson, a boy who disappeared at age 6 in 2011 when his mother committed suicide. Well, the Pitson family says it's devastating. They got their hopes up.
I tell the family that I'm sorry for what he's done, but for him, I wouldn't even speak to him.
That is Reaney's brother, Jonathan. This is Fox News.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
And now for an important announcement. Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. And right now, get $100 off the purchase of a mattress when you text CRASH to 84888. Yes, $100 off, but only when you text CRASH to 84888. That's C-R-A-S-H to 84888.
It has been 3 weeks since the shooting sprees inside two New Zealand mosques, and the accused killer, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, was in court.
The 28-year-old suspect showing no emotion as he appeared in court via video link from prison. He's facing 50 counts of murder and 39 counts of attempted murder for shootings at mosques in the city of Christchurch. Some victims' relatives were in court, including Yama Nabi, whose father was killed.
I just want to see his face. But my mum, the rest of the family, they're not here because they don't want to go through this. You know.
The judge ordering mental health tests to see if the suspect is fit to stand trial, describing that as a routine step in a case like this. Simon Owen, Fox News.
Another accused killer could be in court today in North Dakota after a week-long murder mystery.
A court appearance could happen today for the person North Dakota officials say killed four people at a property management business in Mandan. Chad Isaac, who's 44, has been charged in the shooting and stabbing deaths of the owner of RJR Maintenance and Management, as well as three employees. Mandan police haven't yet released a motive, but say Isaac lived in a mobile home park managed by the company. Felony murder charges in North Dakota carry a maximum punishment of life in prison without parole because the state does not have the death penalty. Pam Puso, Fox News.
An 18-hour standoff in Georgia between police and a gunman ended early this morning.
We have found three deceased bodies inside the home. One of them is a adult male. One is a female, adult female. And there's also a 16-year-old son in the house.
That's Henry County Police Chief Joey Smith said the man killed the two and then himself. The woman was pregnant. Her sister alerted cops, and when they arrived, the standoff began when the man opened fire and wounded two officers. Again, our top story, 196,000 new jobs created in March. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.8%. And on Wall Street, Dow futures up nearly 100 before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The teens who were involved in a big fight at Urbana High School in February have been arrested for another fight. This one was near Anderson Street and Florida Avenue. They were arrested for mob action. The News Gazette says Assistant State's Attorney Sarah Perry says the teens were arrested in connection to an alleged attack by four men on another teen. The 16-year-old victim was walking in the 1600 block of Anderson Street in Urbana when he heard young men nearby yell at him. The teen apparently heard the group say he tried to get into the February fight at the high school. Then the group attacked him. University of Illinois leaders are asking the state for $772 million in funding for next year. The U of I president said the governor's budget proposal would provide a nearly 5% increase in appropriations. If U of I gets what it wants, it would be $120 million more than what they got last year. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I said fans. Crazy.
Here we go. We're live in St. Louis. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Looking good, Stevie. We've got the clouds, but at least the conditions are milder for us, especially with the moms coming in this weekend. We've got a high 61, low 46 expected. Chance of precipitation at 10%. Some fog in the low-lying areas. High 68, partly cloudy tomorrow, down to around 54. Up to 70 on a Sunday, and it looks like the afternoon and evening showers and thunderstorms with a low of 55 as we wrap up the weekend, April 7th. Right now, the temperature is at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
Happy to welcome Brian Finch here, overlooking beautiful field here at Busch Stadium. It is just gorgeous for opening day baseball live in St. Louis. I am Stevie J. Brian Finch is manager of stadium tours and museum operations. A big job, Brian. I see you rocking the bow tie.
I do what I can, and I know you just had the weather update for your local listeners.
Yeah.
I'm here with breaking news.
Yes.
The weather update in St. Louis is the tarp has been removed from the field.
It has to be good then.
The grounds crew is out. We're going to play some baseball here in St. Louis.
Yeehaw. Temperature's going to be friendly, too.
That's what I understand.
Doing a little contest for how long the ovation for Paul Goldschmidt will be. We have 17 seconds all the way to 2.5 minutes guessed. It's going to be somewhere in between.
I'm going to go with 41 seconds.
Okay. That's a long ovation.
Anybody has that?
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay, we got that one. Brian Finch, relative to all sports, all teams ever, where do the Cardinals rank?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Top 10, for sure.
I'd have to think so. You know, there's an interesting little nugget here for, well, since the Cardinals won their first World Series championship in 1926, no fan has gotten to age 25 without having seen a World Series championship.
That's a great stat.
Now,
that's a great stat.
Going back, when you try to build a fan base, there's really not a better way to go about it than to say, hey, every fan who gets to their formative years as an adult could experience the joy of seeing a world championship.
It's amazing.
I mean, even the Yankees went through some lean times before, you know, you had those great runs in the 50s, but then by the 60s they were out thanks to our team in 64, and then they would come back, you know, but they had some lean years there.
I wonder if that's ever happened.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in all franchises everywhere, if you've never been age 25 without
you
a...
You know, in hockey you had the Canadians and those glory years in the 70s, but they've had some lean years.
Yeah.
And, you know, football, same thing. You know, you think about the Patriots now, but how bad were they, you know, before they had the Belichick era? You know, so.
It's up there.
It's really
St. Louis
remarkable.
Cardinals,
right?
It is remarkable.
It's fantastic. So, my gosh, we are so blessed and privileged here in St. Louis to have that. And, of course, some fans are always going to see the negative side going, yeah, but I remember the 70s. but my gosh, think about the 40s and the 60s and the 80s and the 2000s. And it's pretty darn exciting here. And we don't have to talk about the Cubs so much because, well, we don't. So... Here we are.
Brian Finch, okay, people love tours here, and people getting married at home plate, I mean, stuff like that, is that...
Yes, the Cardinals baseball is a way of life here in St. Louis. And people ask me, well, if I'm coming to town, you know, I really want to see the heartbeat of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. It beats right here at Busch Stadium. So come take a ballpark tour. Yes, come see a game, but if you want to really see the stadium and see some of the bowels of the ballpark, so to speak, and get behind the scenes, take a tour. We offer tours year-round.
That's awesome.
The only dates we can't offer tours are dates of those afternoon day games.
Sure.
And but on dates of home night games, we're offering tours. And then the museum is open almost every day of the year. We only are closed for a couple holidays.
Are you surprised by the response from the museum, how many people are going to see your museum?
Yes and no, because we always have an opportunity to take care of more people, but I'm always pleased and yet overwhelmed at the same time with folks that respectfully say, my gosh, this is on par with Cooperstown, or this is the second best baseball museum in America to Cooperstown, and things like that. And that's so encouraging for us to hear. We've got 8,000 square feet over there, but the Cardinals as a team have over 24,000 artifacts in our collection. It's the largest privately held single team focused collection in the world to our knowledge.
Wow.
And so you mentioned Paula Homan, our curator that you had interviewed earlier. She's one of three full-time staff members that only work with our collection.
Amazing.
It's incredible what we have here. And it's really a tribute to the DeWitts, the family, and the team ownership here.
Amazing. Brian Finch, thank you. Two words before you leave. Ja Morant.
Well, I am a Murray State racer.
Wow.
What
he's going pro. He's going NBA, right?
Yeah, he is.
He's going to be top two pick, isn't he?
Yeah, really fun to be a Murray State racer this year. I go back a few years.
Well, but he was that game against Marquette, are you kidding me? Was that Michael Jordan I saw?
That was a lot of fun. Unfortunately, their run ended a little too soon for us. But
they haven't had a guy dunk from the free throw line like that since Brian Finch. That's the last guy to do it at Murray State.
Not quite. My basketball fun at Murray State ended with a half-court shot that the football coach took on my behalf that rimmed in and out to get a semester of free tuition.
Oh.
But I'm proud of my Murray State lineage.
That's
there.
That's awesome.
Go to cardinals.com/HOF. You can vote for our Cardinals class of Hall of Famers right
Wonderful.
Now. And then cardinals.com/museum. You can find out about our programming this year. A lot of great former Cardinals coming in for autograph signings, player appearances,
Super.
Interviews, things like that.
You guys
come see us here in St. Louis.
Amazing how comprehensive this whole thing is.
We love what we do here.
Well, I can tell. Thank you, bud. Nice to see you. Brian Finch, he is the manager of Stadium Tours and Museum Operations. We are here live at Busch Stadium, opening day baseball. So much energy, so much excitement, and just fabulous to be here. More coming up in just a few moments. Diane, I get to talk about Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They only do appliances in Central Illinois, and they're all over Central Illinois, in Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, and Champaign. But if you're looking for a stove or a dishwasher, whatever it might be, not only do they know their stuff, but you can get this 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Yeah, that was a little delayed, but I was waiting. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit if you're remodeling, whatever you're doing. It's customer service. They actually know the product. Go to the big box stores. And just try and find somebody in paint.
Uh-huh.
That's all they do is appliances. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, check out their Champaign location. It's just south of the interstate, just south of 74. It's on Neal Street. You can go online, get it going at appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. And when you visit, somebody will come up and say, may I help you? And they'll explain everything. It's awesome. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com. A break. Your Cardinal recap coming up as well in sports. ESPN 93.5. We're live at Busch Stadium. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines. I'm live at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals do play today, Diane.
Yeah, against the Padres. First pitch at 3:15, but we've got all this ceremony with the 16 Hall of Famers due out at Busch. And I know that's like 1:15 on here on ESPN 93.5. So excited about your live broadcast, Stevie, at Busch Stadium this morning. Not so much for our Chicago Cubs. What's up with that? They are 1-5 on the season with their fifth straight loss to Atlanta. Yesterday, the final was 9-3. They've got Milwaukee over on US 105.9, 7-10 start. So let's go, Cubs. Let's do this. And the Brewers are going to be tough, too. Dang it. Chicago White Sox will have Seattle in their home opener. That starts at 1:10 this afternoon. Illinois baseball in action against Maryland. That starts at 6 o'clock. They are 19-8 on the season. Go Illini, our softball team in the neighborhood, too, with a 5 o'clock start as they take on Minnesota. Jason had texted in to 359-2255 here on ESPN 93.5 about Illinois football spring training and how the moms can check it out in the east gates of Memorial Stadium, open at 2. We got a lot of recruits to check out, open seating. You can park at the State Farm Center again tomorrow at 2. So check that out. Thanks for the tip, Jason. On to basketball. We had Texas over Lipscomb yesterday, 81-65 to win the NIT. And we're looking for Monday's title game in the NCAA tournament with the Final Four happening tomorrow. The first game in the evening will be Auburn and Virginia, Texas Tech and Michigan State, the game later on in the evening. Now tonight is the women's basketball Final Four, Baylor and Oregon, then UConn and Notre Dame. Going to the ice with Philadelphia Philly or Flyers being beat by the St. Louis Blues. Of course, everybody's in playoff contention, and it seems like the Blackhawks are trying to play spoiler to many teams, including a game against Dallas tonight. See you, Kim, in Valero, Texas, with the PGA golf event happening. So that's sports to this hour. I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we want to do this Fox business, and then we want to meet Michael Hall, maybe, Diane, and then we'll come right back.
And when we do have Jessica right here, we can get a quick bit about
all
the
right,
Home Builders.
Jessica, Home Builders, tell me what's going on, Jessica. That's today, tomorrow, I think. Home Builders having a big show, right?
That's right. We're doing a home show expo, so all things related to the spring projects or remodel, new builds, whatever people are interested in, we've got it.
And that's today, was it 3 to 8, I remember?
Yes, today 3 to 8, tomorrow 9 to 4, family-friendly event, lots to see and do.
Only and $5 for the whole family.
Whole family.
Yep,
yeah,
$5 for the whole family. We've got free balloon artists for kids tomorrow. We've got a happy hour going on tonight, so come in after work or before dinner.
And thanks to Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for being presenting sponsors.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you dropping by and talking about it. We want everybody to go to that. It's going to be awesome. Hilton Garden Inn today and tomorrow. Please go. $5 for the entire family. Jessica, appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you guys for promoting it.
No
you
problem.
Bet. Okay, we're going to meet Michael Hall, who's Vice President of Community Relations. We'll do it next after this weather and our Fox Business Minute. And you're going to learn about the Cardinals going deep and caring for their community and all the things they do. They do a lot for people. All right, so coming up, Diane, what we got in the weather?
We've got a high 61 expected today with the clouds. Yes. And we've got a low of 46 up to 68 tomorrow. The mom's in town, the Home Builders Association show at the Hilton. It's going to be awesome to pop around with that high 68 up to 70 on Sunday, then that 60% chance of showers. Here's your Fox Business Minute at 8:20. ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, the job market was stronger than expected in March, and this report calms concerns that the U.S. economy could have been slipping. The unemployment rate held at 3.8%, the lowest level in almost 50 years. There were 196,000 new jobs created, more than forecast. One weak spot, you're not making much more money. Wage growth increased just 3.2% over the year ending in March. The former head of Nissan is back in jail in Japan after being arrested on new charges at his Tokyo apartment yesterday, and a judge now says he will remain in custody until at least April 14th without the possibility of bail. Tesla is planning an investor day April 22nd, and it will focus on technology for self-driving cars. The event will offer information on its new in-house fully self-driving computer. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
See you soon.
Yep, we are here in Busch Stadium with beautiful downtown St. Louis, and we're getting ready for opening day baseball. All the stuff pregame, listen to ESPN 93.5 this afternoon. The first pitch is 3:15. We'll be on a little earlier to do some of the pregame stuff. Vice President of Community Relations, Executive Director of Cardinals Care, it's Michael Hall, former Millican football star. Nobody could cover this man.
I don't know about all that.
4:41 at the 40.
Thank
Come
you,
on,
though.
Man. 4:41. I ran a 4:41:10, but not a 40. Michael Hall, the Cardinals do a lot of good. Cardinals Care is what?
Cardinals Care is our team's community foundation. It's
It's our 501c3. It's our nonprofit. It's our way to give back to the community. And the mission that we've chosen is to care for kids.
What are you most proud of that the Cardinals do? There's a lot.
A lot, yeah. Giving back, you know, the way that we give back, what we've chosen is really kind of three pillars to give back to kids. We've created our own youth baseball softball development program called Redbird Rookies, which we started in 2004. And that provides baseball in areas where it's not being played. And it's for kids ages 5 to 13. And in partnership with Rawlings, we're able to provide baseball. We give a kid everything that they need to play baseball or softball.
That's awesome.
Free of charge. And so along with that, we build ball fields. We're going to dedicate hopefully our 24th ball field this late spring, early summer this year. And we try to build fields in and around that Redbird Rookies program. And, you know, lastly, we give money to other nonprofits in the area that support kids. And so we give grants. We have two grant cycles each year, one in spring, one in summer. And our grants are smaller on scale between $1,000 and $3,000. And our scope is kind of we want to give money to as many as we can, as opposed to giving large, mm-hmm. you know, $100,000 grants to one organization.
Yeah, spread it out.
So we try to spread it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, you asked what makes me proud. That, you know, it's a team effort from the clubhouse to the front office to the fans. We all come together to give back.
Who's Michael Hall? Here's what makes up this guy. That's why he's vice president here for the Cardinals. During the strike year of 1995, Michael Hall was a telemarketer selling tickets during a strike.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys.
Yeah, I was.
Did you sell any?
I did okay, you know.
It was a strike year. People were ticked off.
And they were very, very upset, yeah.
And you had to keep dialing,
oh,
man.
Yeah, we were
That's
back
awesome.
Then telemarketers, you know.
Oh,
that,
man.
That name, that
yeah,
title's
yeah, yeah,
kind of
yeah,
gone
yeah.
away. But, yeah, my job was to sell season tickets, calling people and... You know,
could you strike with the players or something?
Yeah, I had to do something.
Yeah,
you know,
that's really cool.
Yeah,
it's a great story of a guy that's, you're persistent, you're after, that's what it takes, I think, to succeed in anything.
Yeah, I think so. And it was fun. A lot of learning on the way.
Yeah, that's great. And what makes the Cardinals the Cardinals? It's a culture around here.
It is. It's just a culture, you know, people, you hear it, but it's kind of gotten a little bit of a negative connotation, that Cardinal way you hear.
I know. People make fun of it, but
yeah.
I think it's because they don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to describe. You know, mostly when people talk about it, they're talking about the product on the field. When we talk about the product in the front office, it's, you know, we're a close-knit group. We work together. We're together a lot.
But what happens here is what I don't think you realize if you don't go around the country. 40,000 people on a Tuesday night is not usual. You see, you know, Cardinals go somewhere else and there'll be more Cardinal fans.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We have an unbelievable fan base.
Yeah,
you know, our fan base is so strong and the tradition, you know, tradition. I know I overheard, when you were talking with Brian and he gave that stat about the World Series.
Nobody's ever made age 25 without a championship for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's amazing.
I've never heard that stat.
I haven't either. That's
nuts. It's a great stat.
It's kind of geeky that he knew that, though.
Brian knows a lot of that information.
That's so funny.
But that's part of it.
Yeah. Well, Michael, keep up the good work. How long have you been with the Cardinals?
This will be my 25th season.
Incredible.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been here a while, and I'm noticing one consistent trait. You don't look your age.
I appreciate that.
No, I mean, it's just, I don't know what it is. You're happy. There's a happiness and a fulfillment coming to work. You like
sports.
It.
It's fun.
I can put you in Miami if you want. It won't be the same.
Fair point.
It's the Cardinals, man.
Fair point. It's the Cardinals.
It's the Cardinals.
Right.
I mean, it's in the top echelon of all of sport, I think.
Yeah, no, we're very lucky to have the positions and the jobs that we do.
It's amazing. Keep up your good work with Cardinals Care and all the good that the Cardinals do for kids.
We'll do.
Well done, Michael. And I bet you could still run, man. 4.4 in college, man.
It was a long time.
20 years ago, man. 20. But that's fast, man. I don't. I couldn't cover that. I couldn't cover you. All right, it's Michael Hall, ESPN 93.5, a break the news. We'll be right back. We're live at Busch Stadium. It's opening day baseball. I can't describe the electricity, but there have been people camped out on the sidewalks for a week for a discounted ticket. That's the poll. That's amazing. We'll be right back.
You changed their diapers, then packed their lunch and sent them off to school for the first time. And time flew by. Before you knew it, you were helping them pack for college.
Bye, Mom!
Mom's Weekend starts Friday at the U of I, and Game Day Spirit invites you to check out the biggest selection of Illini gear in Central Illinois. Game Day Spirit looks forward to seeing moms this weekend. Shop Game Day Spirit at 6th and Green or Neal and Kirby in Champaign, or go to GameDaySpirit.com and search keyword mom. Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini.
Hey, I'm Joel Kuske with Kuske Landscaping. I believe our business is all about you and your unique needs.
I was sold from the beginning. He came over to the house. What I really liked about him was the questions that he asked me. He was like, what do you envision this space being? So what I was impressed with was his creative mind and how he pulled things out of what Mitch and I wanted and kind of created something that we weren't quite sure about at first. And then as it began to grow and evolve, we love it.
I'm Joel Kuske. You can connect with me on our website at Kuske.com. That's K-O-U-S-K-I.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Are your carpets filled with memories, as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy, with more styles and colors to choose from, and free installation by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for doing, with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. $699 minimum purchase.
Fox
required.
News.
For
I'm Chris
information,
Foster.
Visit HomeDepot.com.
Hiring picked back up last month. The economy adding 196,000 jobs. The unemployment rate steady at 3.8%.
Construction created 16,000 jobs. That's 246,000 jobs over the last 12 months. Healthcare up 49,000 jobs. That's 389,000 jobs over the last 12 months. Retail lost 12,000 jobs. Manufacturing down 6,000 jobs. The last time manufacturing lost that much was August of 2016.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. A car crash off a cliff killing a family of eight in California last year is pronounced a murder-suicide committed by the mothers.
The two women and their six children pronounced dead after their vehicle was found at the base of the cliff. A forensic pathologist has said the driver, Jennifer Hart, was drunk at the time of the wreck, and her wife Sarah's body contained a toxic level of the allergy medication Benadryl.
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Law enforcement around the state this month will be cracking down on distracted driving, and deputies in our area will be joining the effort. The News Gazette says the Champaign County Sheriff said he would not discourage his deputies from writing tickets for distracted driving violations. And the Douglas County Sheriff said he also wants his deputies to watch for violations of the hands-free law and Scott's law, which requires drivers to move over if possible for vehicles with emergency lights on the side of the road. It comes after multiple law enforcement deaths in Illinois this year. Authorities have determined that a threatening note found in a Danville elementary school was not credible. The note was found in a restroom at Southwest Elementary School on Thursday morning. The building was evacuated while authorities investigated, but everyone went back in and resumed their normal schedule for the day once authorities determined the threat was not real. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Imagine going. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast for the Champaign-Urbana area. St. Louis is cloudy. What do we got in Champaign? I bet cloudy, huh?
Yeah, and yep. We've had some fog issues this morning. We're up to 61. Love the milder conditions. 46 are low tonight. 68 and down to 54 for tomorrow's forecast. Partly cloudy. The chance of precipitation, and now they're saying PM. I love that. Yep. As the moms enjoy their U of I weekend, and I've got that Illini veterans Memorial 5K, stepping off at 10 a.m. on Sunday, a high 70 on Sunday. We're currently at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
Bethany White is a senior account executive. Theme tickets. It's Illini night when, Bethany?
On Friday, April 26th.
And I have tickets I'm going to be giving away for this, my friends. And what is the goodie that I'm going to be getting on April 26th?
It's a really cool pullover. It's a gray pullover that has the Illini logo and the Cardinals logo in Illini colors. It's a quarter zip. It's a really, really cool item this year.
As I said in Napoleon Dynamite when she wanted that Tupperware, I want that.
So, everyone's going to want that.
So what time I have to come early to get that?
Yeah, you do. You have to buy a special theme ticket. Yeah. So you can get that at cardinals.com/theme.
Yep.
And you'll get to select your size and you'll come early. There'll be a pep rally. Yeah. We're going to see who's louder. We don't want the Mizzou fans to be louder, do we, CBJ?
No, don't do that to me.
No. So we need lots of Illini fans to buy tickets. Come early, support the pep rally, cheer on the Illini. And with your theme ticket, you'll get to take home that really cool pullover.
I've got tickets we're going to be giving away, both the game tickets and the Illini pullover vouchers. Ooh.
Absolutely. It's going to be a game you're not going to want to miss. And last year, we know it was a little rainy. So, you know.
This year, it's going to be perfect.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm confident.
Bethany White, how's your bracket?
It is. Do you know what?
You do not have more than one Final Four team.
I have three Final Four teams. And I'm sitting pretty to win.
No.
To win
you
the.
You picked three of these teams?
I did.
Who did you pick?
I picked Texas Tech.
You did not.
I picked Virginia.
What?
And I picked Michigan State.
How did you pick Texas Tech?
I have no idea, honestly.
You're really a sportsy person.
I am. I love college basketball.
And I know all about those Maryland Terrapins.
Yes.
Limping at the end, but you like their coach and you think he's coming along. It's a young team.
Aren't they
all coming back?
Bruno Fernando, I imagine, will probably go to the draft. But
other than that, it's everybody.
Other than
really young team.
Hopefully everybody. I think it was the fourth or fifth youngest team in college basketball this year.
How did you do that? How did you do red as a profession and red for Maryland? That's so lucky.
I know. It is handy. Well, so I went to college at UConn, so I wore blue in there for a little bit.
Wait a minute. So I thought you were Maryland.
I grew up in Maryland.
So you're a Terrapin, but you attended UConn.
I did.
Well, but you're still a Maryland, but you can't.
I'm a Maryland girl at heart.
Huskies were pretty good for a while.
The Huskies were pretty good. They won a Kemba Walker won a championship while I was there.
You were there for that.
I was.
That was exciting.
It was exciting.
And then they've kind of fallen off.
They have. They won again in 14, but it's been.
But it's all about Maryland.
It is.
And the University of Illinois, you know, we used to be so good, and we're trying to come back. So.
Yeah. Well, you guys took us down at Madison Square Garden earlier this year.
We did. That was actually a large victory for us.
It was a large victory. And a kind of stain on Maryland's record this year.
You guys are going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. But you love sports. You always love sports.
Always. Mm-hmm. Always. Grew up, can't play, not athletic. Not athletic at all. So those who can't do, watch, right?
But did your family into sports? How does that happen?
Yeah. My dad's just always been a huge sports fan. Grew up in College Park, Maryland. My parents both went to Maryland.
Okay.
By the time I was three, we were season ticket holders for Maryland basketball.
Just grew up in it.
Grew up in it. Big D.C. sports
Gary Williams
fan.
And the whole thing.
Gary Williams.
They won a national title back.
Yeah.
You weren't very old when you won that. Yeah.
I was, I wish I remembered it better. I was 11. But
it's awesome. All right. We got Illini night April 26th.
Absolutely.
And we'll get you called before that time to remind folks about it because it is fun. And this pullover is going to be hot stuff.
It is. It's really cool. It's selling well. So we want to see a lot of Illini fans out here at the ballpark that night. It's always fun to hear the ILL.
You betcha. And I.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Coming around the ballpark.
Yeah. Well, here's hoping Missouri didn't show up, but I know you bought those too. So.
Exactly.
Anyway, Bethany, nice meeting you. Nice chatting.
Thank you.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Can you keep a secret? It's one of the most popular events of the spring, and it's coming back April 20th. It's Shred-a-palooza at the U of I Community Credit Union. Join us on Saturday, April 20th for free family fun, along with food trucks and an opportunity for you to shred your sensitive paperwork. Bring up to 5 boxes of old documents, and we'll shred them for free. Learn more online today at uofiCreditUnion.org or follow U of I Credit Union on Facebook.
Back by Pop. popular demand, the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois is bringing back See You at the Home Show, brought to you by Lands, Inc., today from 3 to 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 9 to 4 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn in Champaign. A fun event for the whole family where you can interact with experts and professionals. Meet in person about your building dreams, home improvement ideas and projects, and explore emerging trends in home design, decor, remodeling, and smart home technologies. Cost to attend just $5 per family. See You at the Home Show, brought to you by Lands, Inc., today and tomorrow at the Hilton Garden Inn, Champaign.
Spilled your red, red wine? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back on track quicker. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
All right, ESPN 93.5. It's awesome being here with the electricity. I love electricity. Diane, you love all the shows and the concerts you go to. With all
Yeah.
It's just like that down here.
Kenny tonight.
It's just like that. Kenny Chesney tonight. You're going to be peeves later. And I am so glad you're kind of like these wonderful Cardinal employees. They're just also fired up. And that's what makes them so good. Their energy and their positivity. They're just so talented as well. Earlier this morning, I talked to the curator of the Cardinals Museum, and she was Paula Holman, manager and curator of the Hall of Fame Museum. She's retiring in a couple of months, and I was talking about how they exhibit stuff and preserve stuff, and here's how that went.
We have a special exhibit this year in the museum that'll be up all year, all season, and probably well beyond, called Pain, Protection, and Performance, the Evolution of Baseball Equipment. And one of the reasons I brought this really early glove is because you can immediately see how much things have changed since this time. Now, this glove dates to 1900 to 1920. This is the typical of the style of glove that would have been used then, and you're right. There's not a lot of padding. It's thinner leather. It doesn't really have what we would call a pocket. It has one little strap between the thumb and the index finger. But even more interesting than that is that in 1875, the first guy to ever wear any kind of glove wore a fingerless glove. And that gentleman was Charles Waite, who played for the St. Louis Brown Stockings of the National Association. So not exactly our franchise, but here in St. Louis, by 1890s, all of the leagues, players in all the leagues had adopted them. But he didn't want people to notice he had a glove on because they were going to call him out for being kind of a sissy or a wimp. So it was really interesting how a lot of this equipment used over the course of the evolution of baseball equipment in the beginnings. People kind of made fun of them if they innovated and said, oh, my God, I'm a catcher. I really want to protect my face. The first catcher's mask was nicknamed the Rat Trap. a year later, after this first catcher's mask was introduced, a year later, the curveball was developed.
Mm.
Catcher's masks became really popular
after
that.
Yeah, they did. No question. Paula Holman, manager and curator of the Hall of Fame Museum here on ESPN 93.5. You kind of self-taught yourself a little bit about how to do this, exhibits and being the curator you are for the museum and all the incredible things like this so old baseball glove in front of us. Enjoyable? I mean, because if you weren't a sportsy person, it's still kind of antiquities or something.
It's absolutely enjoyable. When I was still in Augustana and the year following my graduation, I worked at a geology museum on campus. So I grew to love the idea of working with exhibits, telling stories, and it is a lot of fun to do it. You're always learning something. I'm very visual, so putting the exhibits together is a great joy for me, you know, to get things in the case and see how great they all look, and to back that up with really fun stories about the franchise and significant stories. It's just a great thing, and we love it when people go through and are entranced, really.
Last question.
do people still come up or call or say, I've got something, and how do you authenticate it? How do you know it's the real deal?
They do call, but we actually don't offer authentication services or appraisal services. We try to help them, you know, figure out what they need to do to take care of what they want to do. But yeah, we get inquiries all the time. Of course people have things that they might find it in grandma's attic or something.
Sure.
So, you know, that sort of thing happens pretty regularly around here.
How do people come and see your stuff? How do they?
You know, our museum is open daily from 10 to 6 with very few exceptions. You can imagine Christmas, Wednesday, that sort of thing. But we are open also until the end of the seventh inning for home night games. And I wanted to tell people, too, with this exhibit, we have three gloves that people can try on. A replica of something similar to this, a Bill Doak 1920 version. We have a Colton Wong glove and a Yadier Molina glove.
No kidding.
Try those on. So that's a lot of fun.
That
this
is awesome.
Exhibit was presented by Rawlings, and we really love partnering with them. We've got some gold glove examples from over the years, how their gold glove award changed.
That's neat.
Yeah, so there's a lot of fun visual stuff in that exhibit. We also do augmented reality in the museum. We have more than a dozen different opportunities where, using the ballpark app, you can navigate to our augmented reality segment, hit that tab, turns your phone into a camera, and you train that on the picture that we've identified, and it launches video. And you can look at the picture of Lou Brock stealing his 105 base in 1974, and it launches the video of him actually doing
unbelievable.
It. You can watch. So
awesome. Well, congratulations. Congratulations on your great career here.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
very
it's
much.
Wonderful to be that long with the St. Louis Cardinals. And
it's been a great run.
I don't know what you're going to do for the next 50 years, but you look like you're 40. So nice to see you. Paula Holman's retiring in a couple of months, manager and curator of the Hall of Fame Museum. Got to see you when you're here. Oven mitt. That's what I'm thinking of. The fingerless would be like an oven mitt. It's kind of what they used to catch baseballs with.
Right.
That's crazy. Paula, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And thanks for being on. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
ESPN 93.5. All right, here's your sports headlines. We're going to talk to Ashley in just a moment about retail here at St. Louis and Busch Stadium. Stand by. Here we go, Diane.
All right, Stevie. It's all about the St. Louis Cardinals here on ESPN 93.5 today as they open up their home series against the San Diego Padres. First pitch from Busch at 3:15. Great to have Stevie J live from there today. Let's get your Redbird recap now.
Good morning, everyone. It's finally here. The Cardinals will open the home schedule at Busch Stadium this afternoon against the San Diego Padres at 3:15. Rain forced the club to postpone yesterday's scheduled opener to today, but the Cardinals are flying high after winning both games in come-from-behind fashion in Pittsburgh. Colton Wong and company coming back twice and returning to St. Louis 3-3 in their first six games.
We just know we're never out. You know, especially this team right now, we're confident 1-9 that we can do a job. And, you know, it's been paying off the past two games, and, you know, we're going to continue to keep that confidence rolling throughout the season. Can't wait for opening day.
Colton Wong and the Cardinals will have Jack Flaherty on the mound this afternoon. First pitch at 3:15 for the Cardinals and Padres. I will have Ameren Total Access beginning at 1:40. Cardinals have the Padres in for 3, then the Dodgers for 4 on their first homestand of 2019. We'll talk to you at 3:15, the first pitch, Cardinals and Padres, here on the Cardinals Radio Network.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
That's good. No, we are flying in St. Louis. Ashley has joined us now. So you're in charge of the authentics. Tell people what that is.
Yes. So basically that pertains to anything that is game used or autographed that comes straight from the club.
That's so cool. And hot stuff. And it's something very keep. And people keep those and sell those too,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. So It's, I mean, we've been around since the inauguration of this stadium, so 2006. But doing the bases in baseball is the way that we do in-game, having them readily available to fans before the game ever ends. That's something that has just recently taken off within the last 3 to 5 years.
Can I have first base today?
We've got 5 first bases, actually.
Well, because that's Paul Goldschmidt's, you know.
I know.
So
we're so excited.
How much
about
is that going to cost, you know?
Actually, the bases today are all going to be the same price.
Okay.
And we're going to have 15 bases, so 5 sets total. They'll be switched out after the second inning, the fourth inning, sixth inning, the eighth inning, and then whenever the end of the game is. Knock on wood, it's the ninth inning.
That's right.
And so we'll have those bases available if they have not already pre-sold.
Wow.
So we've pre-sold, I think, 5 or 6 bases total so far.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And actually, we're doing something really neat this year that we're really excited to roll out. And opening day is going to be the first time that we're doing it.
Okay.
But once fans get into the ballpark, they can actually go into the ballpark app, and they can buy a base or pre-sell a baseball from today's game, which we've never allowed pre-selling of baseball. Hmm. So we've always just done, as soon as they come off the field, we get them, we have them prepared in the store, and then you can buy them. But now you can actually guarantee you're going to get one, and then we can even deliver it to your seat.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's nuts.
So you
don't
have
on the Cardinals app?
Yeah, on the ballpark app.
Ballpark app.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And you just, when once you're in there, if you go to Cardinals, it'll come up, it'll say Game Day Memorabilia, and you just click on that, and it'll take you to it. We are so excited to offer this experience for fans. I mean, because it's not, retail is moving in a different direction. It's not just about the product and what you're giving them. People want experiences.
Oh.
They, you know, and with us being authentic, and not just, you know, Cardinals merchandise, we are selling an experience. We're selling a story. We're selling a memory. We're selling a piece of the game. And so we kept thinking, like, how can we take this one step further and make this an even bigger experience? And so, you know, we do such a great job here at Busch Stadium making it an entire experience when you're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
From,
yeah,
you know, getting into this, into the gates, to getting your food. Today with opening day, the whole experience of just the motorcade coming around, the Clydesdales.
It's something.
It is a spectacle to see.
Well, what a fun job you have, Ashley Brown.
Yeah,
it's really, really great. And congratulations. So put me down for the Paul Goldschmidt first base.
Let's hope he hits a home run today.
That'd be something.
One every inning would be wonderful.
Hey, listen, keep up your good work. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
That's Ashley Brown. Good to have her here with Authentics. We'll be right back. We're live from Busch Stadium. We'll be back to wrap the show in a moment. ESPN 93.5.
It's time for your Out and About with Visit Champaign County. As always, Terry joining us. It's all about the arts this weekend. Plenty for moms to do in CU this weekend.
It starts with the Boneyard Arts Festival, which is underway throughout Champaign County. Over 100 venues will host hundreds of local artists this weekend, showcasing their work, alongside demonstrations, performances, hands activities, and so much more.
Like I said, lots of moms in town for Moms Weekend at the University of Illinois. What type of activities are planned, Terry?
You can check out the Flower Show at the Stock Pavilion happening on Saturday, as well as the Craft Show at the Union, or head to Lincoln Hall for a production of Footloose.
And a lot of people excited. Kenny Chesney in town this evening at the State Farm Center.
He will be there bringing back his Songs of Saints tour. He returns to Champaign to Wallace with hours of music and entertainment.
Yeah, I know those tickets went fast for that country show. For more details on these three events or anything else happening this weekend in Champaign-Urbana and the entire county, where can our listeners go, Terry?
Visit champaigncounty.org.
All right, we are here. I am by myself, looking over the field exactly where John Rooney and Mike Shannon and everybody will be later. I'm in the home radio booth. Thank you to Ann Carroll and all the great people for the St. Louis Cardinals for hosting me this morning. Thank you to you, Diane Ducey, for all your work back at the studio.
No problem.
I'll see everybody later. Unfortunately, I cannot stay for the game today, but we're coming tomorrow. Anyway, have a wonderful day. Have a blessed weekend, and go Cardinals opening day, and listen to all their action here on ESPN 92.5. From Busch Stadium, I'm Stevie J. Diane, talk to you soon.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Spring is